Hello there, and welcome to episode 4 of the Behind the Mic podcast. My name's Stephen Brophy. How's it going? And joining me on the line for episode 4, I have Ryan Sullivan, otherwise known as Sully, midday host at Surge 105 and evening host at Hot Country 103.5 in Halifax. How's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on. This is cool.
Hey, no trouble. Thanks a lot for coming on the podcast. How long have you worked in radio?
So I've been in radio for probably a decade, but I've been in media just jumping between formats forever for the last 15, 16 years, something like that.
For sure. So in your time in radio, how many stations have you worked?
I started working for an AM sports station back in Vancouver. In like 2005, 2006, something like that. And let's see, from there I went to, I was a news anchor at News 1130 for a few years, TSN 1040. I think I probably worked for maybe 6 different stations or so, 5 or 6. So it's an eclectic mix, if you will, a little bit of everything.
For sure. So, in your time in radio, what has been your favorite, promotion that you've had the chance to participate in?
My favorite promotion? There have been some, there have been a lot of fun ones, that we've been able to partake in. My favorite ones are, when the client kind of throws something sweet back at me sort of thing. Those are always the most fun. And the most like out of the box, like a few years back when I was with Jack, we did something with Booster Juice, and they gave me pretty much like free Booster Juice for a year, so that was kind of sweet. I did something with Subway years and years and years ago, and they gave me like a $500 gift card, so I took care of food for forever. So, I love those where the love gets spread around a little bit, but. The most outside of the box, the most obscure ones are always the most fun, when people come up with the most random ideas for contesting and stuff like that.
Right on. What has been your favorite, interview, like an artist interview or someone, from the community, something, along the lines of that?
It's pretty cool. Like when you work, the different formats you work in, it's the different, people you get on all the time. It's always kind of neat to jump back and forth. I mean, we just had Classified on, which was pretty sweet, just last week. But probably the coolest guy that I've got to interview was Alex Ovechkin, many years ago when I was working in sports radio. Because the beauty of working in sports radio is that you get to go like into the room after the game and like interview the players and stuff. And I remember shaking the guy's hand and my hand like disappeared. Like he's got just like boulders for hands. And, that was pretty cool. And, I'd say he's probably the most high profile guy I've got to speak with.
Right on. What has been, your most, memorable moment on the air?
Yeah. I mean, the most memorable moments I've had on the air is, again, just kind of when we go outside of the box. I mean, Some cool stuff that we're doing now with my current show is every Friday we do a thing called Open Show, where people just kind of write in what's on their mind, what they want to talk about, and it's picking a needle in a haystack. You only have so many breaks in a 4-hour show, but it's been really great. We've been talking about like real matters that affect everyone, and that people are really peeved about, and it's made for a much more colorful broadcast because you're not just talking about the low-hanging fruit of, hey, this is what the Kardashians are up to or whatever, right? You're talking about, the Nova Scotia doctor shortage and stuff like that, and just like real-life issues. So, yeah, I'd say stuff like that. That's been probably my most fun moments, plural, from the last year especially, have been kind of when people kind of chime in and we jump on the topics they want to hit.
Right on. I seen, scrolling through Facebook, and I seen the Open Show post, and I thought that was a really cool idea, because it's outside of the box. Like, it's something that not a lot of other radio stations touch on,
Thank you, man. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. you know, kind of the cool thing about broadcasting, not just in this market, but in so many markets, you know, this affects. I mean, we were actually just talking about this before we hopped on the air here, Steve, is that like a lot of stations kind of voice track for multiple different stations, right? So a lot of stations you'll find now have like the inability to talk about local pressing matters. They kind of have to keep their breaks generic enough so that they'll work in so many different stations and so many different markets. So to do stuff that's that local, that can hit and that really resonates with people, you know, it's really cool. And so we were just kind of kicking something around, trying something new. And that's what the show is all about. It's just a big sounding board and just throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks. And I had a good feeling about that. And so far, so good. We're about 4 weeks deep on that Friday idea. And it's been, every week's been better than the last. So it's been pretty cool.
Right on. So when did you decide that radio would be a good choice for you?
My resume is unlike probably anybody else in this industry or a lot of other people in this. Like, I've bounced around a lot, and not just like radio. Like, I haven't, like, you know, bounced around to a billion stations or whatever, but I left radio for the longest time and I went into marketing. And then when I was in marketing, I went over into sales and then, you know, came back to radio. And so I've kind of done a little bit of everything. So my resume is different than most, but I think also in the end that kind of makes you a bit of a stronger candidate for whatever you're doing, just having that much more experience, right? So, I don't know. I have a weird answer to that question. Sorry.
No worries. Right on. If you weren't going to be in radio, I know you just mentioned some things about sales and marketing as well. What was your next choice?
I always enjoyed like writing ads and just kind of being in that side of marketing. I left radio for a while and I ended up becoming a marketing director for a brewery out in BC for a year. And it was awesome. It was really cool. I mean, it's a job that, I mean, I love my job so much more now than I did that one because I wasn't working with a great team at all. A few guys were good. I don't need to butter it up. They're probably not listening, but it was really great, but the freedom that you have in radio is almost unmatched. Like I said, I've worked a number of different jobs, whether it be whatever that or in the restaurant industry or retail or roofing, construction, and the freedom that you have in radio is just, it's, you know, it kind of makes up for the pay, which is not always all there. Sometimes it can be pretty great. Sometimes it's not all there. To answer your question, I'm sorry, I'm all over the board, buddy. But to answer your question, if I wasn't in radio, I'd probably like to stick it out in marketing and see how high I could have went there. I'm a very outside of the box kind of thinker, and I always push myself and challenge myself to be different. And I think that it works really well in radio, but it works really well in marketing too.
What do you think, Ryan, is the most interesting thing about the radio business?
The most interesting thing about the radio business is the challenge of it. It's not, I think a lot of people take it so lightly, and positions on air in this industry get kind of belittled because of that. People think it's so easy. But it's different. Like, you have to think differently. You have to try and adhere yourself to hundreds of thousands of people and all the while try to be original and, you know, not mask things just so the masses will enjoy it, and you got to be yourself. Like, there's so many different hoops you got to jump through. But at the same time, the industry as a whole is changing. Like, you know, it's becoming so much more difficult to draw people to traditional media. So to be able to think outside the box and challenge yourself in that regard is something really cool. And the last 3, maybe 5 years or so, like, I've found a lot of success. I can't speak tonight. A lot of success, you know, with video production as well, and kind of working that into the mix. And that's one of the things that I do at Surge that I love as well, is that I kind of head up the video side of production there, which is pretty great. And it's just kind of finding a different way, challenging yourself, finding different ways to bring people to the water, pretty much, to bring people to your station is tough, but it's also a pretty cool opportunity as well.
Right on. What is one thing you would like to tell anyone who's looking to get into the business?
Well, two things. First off, diversify in that don't put all your eggs in one media basket. When I first got going in radio, like, you know, money was hard to come by. Like, I was just working like part-time shifts here and there. And so I started writing on the side for the newspaper for 24 hours, which has since gone defunct, but it was across the country. But yeah, and then that led to a writing gig for The Province, which is a big publication in Vancouver. And so then I was doing that as a side hustle. And then on the side of that, just like you're doing, Steve, I had a podcast going. You know, and then I kind of got into TV a little, like, just always push yourself to think, you know, what else can I do with this skill set? And there's so much out there. There's so much real estate to cover. And yeah, so that's one thing. The other thing, I mean, obviously don't burn a bridge. That's common knowledge. But the other thing is have mentors. When you come across somebody that's been in the game a lot longer than you have, don't disregard them if they have a different point of view on something. They've seen everything. They've seen a lot more stuff than you have. And, you know, their wealth of knowledge is huge. So pick a lot of brains, talk to a lot of people, and learn as much as you can. I mean, any job in the world, you're going to be terrible at it if you stop learning. Just keep learning and keep asking questions and, you know, make a Rolodex of these people that you've met along the way, because it's amazing kind of the benefit, the advantage that you have when you can pick someone's brain on different matters and find help that easily. Like, so to have a good support system and to diversify are the two things that I think the two major things that I've learned along the way anyway.
So, Ryan, what do you think is the most important skill for someone in radio to have?
Most important skill. Again, I got to come back to kind of that diversify answer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what, having skill on the board, you know, working the Vox Pro or you know, working the back end of Wide Orbit and stuff, that's all great. To have that technical knowledge is fantastic. But to also have an ear for production, which can really be aided through, like, video production. I do a lot of that on the side, and I find just, like, the parallels are substantial, and it helps a lot. So, yeah, to have that kind of ear for it and just have, like, the attention to detail. But I think also at the same time, don't get married to anything. Be different. Be outside the box. You know, be the 1% rather than the 99. And you stand out that much more, and it makes finding jobs, I believe, a little bit, and I mean, not fully that easy. Finding a job's never easy, but stand out. That's the biggest thing, is do what you can to stand out in this industry and be different, because there's not enough of that going on.
For sure. So, Ryan, when can people catch you on the air?
So, I'm on 10 to 2 on Surge 105, but coming up, I don't know if I might be giving you the exclusive here, actually. We haven't announced this just yet, but coming up in January, I'm actually going to be starting up in afternoons, and then I'll be 2 to 6, but you can also catch me on Hot Country 103.5, where I go by Ryan instead of Sully. It can be very confusing for some, and so I'm on 103.5 from 6 to 9, covering off the evening shift.
Right on. So I'm all out of questions for you. Do you have any questions for my end?
Yeah, I mean, Steve, you're a young guy, and I mean, you've got a good resume going, getting into this industry from what we were, you know, chatting about before. Like what's next for you? Like what's your angle, and, you know, what's the ultimate next step for you, buddy?
I'm thinking, you know, right now just to, get through high school at this point. So yeah, basically I'm just gonna, you know, keep doing what I'm doing with my two different podcasts, and yeah, we're working on something else too, so yeah, that's how things are going right now.
Sweet. Okay, nice. Well, it's a bit of a drive for you, but throw your name into the hat to pop by Search 105 sometime for like a practicum or something like that. You know, we have interns coming through all the time. And if there's anything that I can do, but also there's a lot of very knowledgeable people in the building that I'm at. Like Acadia Broadcasting is great for that. It's tremendous resources from wall to wall. If there's anything we can do, man, we'd love to have you out. It'd be cool.
Right on.
Yeah, this was fun. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, no trouble. Thanks a lot for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, no worries, buddy. All the best, man. Thanks again.
That was Ryan Sullivan, otherwise known as Sully on Surge 105, and the evening show host at Hot Country 103.5. And that's a wrap on episode 4 of the Behind the Mic podcast.